Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Welcome to The English We Speak with me, Rob, and today I've come round to Helen's house because she said she needed some help.
Oh, hi, Rob. Thanks for coming round.
Oh, that's OK, Helen, no problem. Now, how can I help you?
I need you to fix my toaster, please. You know me, I love my toast. But since yesterday, every time I try to make some, black smoke keeps coming out of it.
Black smoke. That doesn't sound good. OK, let's have a look at it. Oh, right. Helen?
Yes?
There's a sock in it. That's very dangerous. No wonder you're getting black smoke when you try to make toast.
Rob, I put the sock in there.
You put the sock in there? Why did you do that?
Well, my friend came round for breakfast yesterday, and I was telling her all about my fantastic holiday. The great weather, the good food, and the handsome men.
So?
Well, I was making us both toast when she said, "Helen, put a sock in it."
I don't think she actually meant put a sock in the toaster. When people say that, it means be quiet.
Ah, how rude. Put a sock in it. Isn't a very polite thing to say, Rob?
No, it's not. It's an impolite way of saying stop talking. It can also mean keep the noise down. Your friend must have been annoyed by your non-stop chatter if she said that. Let's hear some more examples of this phrase in action.
Put a sock in it. We're trying to do some work here.
Oh, put a sock in it. I've already said I'm going to do the washing up later.
My dad was telling me how I should work harder at school, so I told him to put a sock in it.
So the phrase to put a sock in it really means to be quiet or shut up. But Rob, I don't talk that much. It's just I like to tell people about my holidays, my cooking, my boyfriend.
Helen?
Yes?
Can you put a sock in it, please? In fact, use this dirty sock from your toaster.
But where should I put it?
Well, figuratively speaking, the phrase means put a sock in your mouth to stop you talking. So try that.
Oh, thanks. Actually, now my toaster is working. I'm going to have socks on toast.
Well, by the smell of this sock, it's going to be cheese on toast.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.